Jack Dunn, Mitch Shakur, and Guy DeVito, once local music legends, are hugging for the first time in years. 3 decades ago, they'd see each other every weekend at the Rusty Nail, a music roadhouse in Sunderland that Dunn bought in 1972.
The Rusty Nail had already started as a restaurant, and it was probably the world's worst restaurant. I used to joke that their favorite dish was lobster tata.
Dunn, a drummer himself, shut down the food operation and started booking bands from the vibrant local music scene. Bands like Clean Living, Fat, Real Tears, and the Mitch Shakur Band.
You can't judge an apple by looking at the tree.
Shakur says he had already established himself in Boston as a blues regular when his bandmate mentioned this new club in Western Massachusetts.
And I said, Western Mass? How do we get out there? And went out there and just fell in love with the place. And so we just got in the rotation and just kept playing there.
Guy DeVito was bassist for the band Fat. They had just signed on to RCA Records on the strength of a popular tune, Black Sunday.
Even the sun is getting paler.
They were looking for a quiet area to write new songs. DeVito reminds Dunn of the first time he discovered the Rusty Nail.
But I just remember going in and seeing this polka band and actually having to kind of coerce you guys into letting us play on Wednesday night for a dollar at the door.
Yeah.
And it was this little teeny place, quarter the size of what it became, maybe even less. And it developed into something else.
By 1976, Dunn expanded the Rusty Nail to make room for the massive weekend turnouts for local bands.
What I had to do was find something to come in on Tuesday, Wednesday night to try and fill up those nights. And the first show I did was John Lee Hooker, who's now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mama, she didn't love me. She had to stay out all night long. Oh, Lord.
After Dunn had to turn away 200 people who wanted to see John Lee Hooker, he started to book more national blues acts. Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Taj Mahal, and big crossover artists like Bonnie Raitt and James Brown.
I get a lot of emails lately about this life-changing experience when we opened for James Brown.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah.
At the place.
I remember
that. And
I got
so many people saying, that changed my life that night. I wondered if it was just, I think it was what James was wearing. He looked like he was like in a green LeMaid jumpsuit. Looked like a leprechaun. It was a fiery, fiery evening.
Stay on the scene. I like a sex machine.
Shakur says in some ways it's surprising that a rural venue in the middle of tobacco fields could attract such big names. But in some ways, it's not.
Musicians love to play roadhouses.
That's right.
And it was one of the last great roadhouses where you were treated like family, and the crowds came in there, and they were on fire, and you were so supported, and the music was on fire, and just everybody came in, and it was sweaty and great, and even when it got big.
Also, the atmosphere was different back then. As I said, it was a bit of a perfect storm in that the alcohol-related laws were a little bit more relaxed, and there weren't, there was like two cops in Sunderland or something? And,
yeah,
and
exactly.
They were both patrons.
Stanley.
Stanley. Remember Stanley? Matusko.
Eventually, the musicians moved on, and the scene wound down. Jack Dunn left the Rusty Nail in 1984, and a year later, it burned down. Dunn went on to a 25-year career as a stockbroker and considered the Rusty Nail pretty much history. Until the Northampton Arts Council proposed a reunion as part of its 4 Sundays in February performance series.
Well, I thought it was a great idea. I mean, the Nail's been closed for 25 years, and the fact that anyone could remember a bar 25 years later, let alone want to celebrate its existence, was fine by me. I thought it was a great idea.
It was way more than a bar. I mean, it really was part of the culture, the fabric of the valley.
By many accounts, the Pioneer Valley remains a music destination, with nationally known concert halls like the Iron Horse and the Calvin Theater. But Dunn says there's no real heir to the Rusty Nail as a home for local music.
They're doing a wonderful job in Northampton with those facilities, but I'm from the old school, and rock and roll doesn't belong in theater seats. I mean, you need to have a can of beer or a glass of beer in your hand, be able to walk around, get close to the stage, walk away from the stage.
Members of the bands Fat, Clean Living, Real Tears, and the Mitch Shakur Band will be at the Academy of Music on Sunday at 2. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.